Hey everybody, Zach here. Hope has some pretty big news for Grace today. You guys want to see? Well, come with me down Gilead Lane.
What's the big, huge news?
I know how to fix your eyes.
Ask, and it will be given to you.
Those verses, that's not what they mean.
So sit back and I'm going to pray for you. You'll be seeing in no time. Toast. You should be a cook.
Thank you, Hope. It's about time that somebody truly appreciated my efforts.
Hey, what's that mean? I think Brooke gave you the French Toast of the Year award a while back, didn't she?
That's right. When she came home from college.
Yeah.
She said the school's French Toast couldn't come close.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Well, it's still nice to be appreciated.
Well, I think your brother appreciates it. His mouth's so full he hasn't said two words all morning other than more please.
I can't help it. I'm a growing boy.
You're gonna grow huge if you keep eating all of that. I think you finished a whole loaf by yourself.
Almost. No wonder our grocery bill has nearly put us in the poorhouse lately.
Well, that was an awesome breakfast, but I gotta run.
Hey, hold on a minute. What big plans do you have, young lady?
I'm going over to Grace's. I haven't seen her since we got back from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think that's a great plan for your Saturday, but we have something to do first.
Mm-hmm.
We do? Devotions. You can't go anywhere until we do devotions, remember? Oh, yeah, right.
Don't worry, Hope. It won't take too long. You'll still catch Grace. Now, where were we?
Matthew, I think. Matthew 7?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Now, Jesus is talking here, okay? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open.
I hope she's home. Come on. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Grace. It's Hope.
Why, hello, Hope. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Come in.
I have so much to tell you, and I have really great news. But you need to sit down first because it's big.
How's your lemonade? Good?
Yeah, it's good. Thank you. But, Grace, I have so much important stuff to tell you, and you keep making me wait.
Well, they say patience is a virtue, you know.
Who says that?
Well, it's... Oh, never mind. What's the big, huge news?
I know how to fix your eyes. I can help you see again.
I don't... My eyes?
It's true. I know exactly how to fix your eyes. The Bible says so.
The Bible? Hope. I don't know.
No, really, it's in there. The Morrisons read it this morning. It says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And I met God in Pittsburgh, and I'm one of his kids now, so I can ask him.
Oh, you met God? Do you mean you put your trust in Jesus? Really?
Yeah, I asked Jesus to save me, and he did. Now I belong to him.
That's just the best news, Hope. I'm so happy for you. Oh.
And now I know how I can help you. Because the Morrisons read those verses today about asking for stuff and God giving it to us. So I'm going to ask him to make you see. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I see.
No, but you will soon. Get it? Joke.
That's very clever, Hope. Did you think of it all by yourself?
Yeah, I did. Isn't it cool? So you don't have to be blind anymore. So sit back and I'm going to pray for you and ask God to fix you. You'll be seeing in no time.
Oh, Hope. I love what you're trying to do here. I mean it. It means so much to me that you want me to see. But those verses, that's not what they mean. You can't just ask and get whatever you want, like a bicycle or...
Oh, I know. The Morrisons explained it all to me. God's not like some big toy store that's going to give me whatever I want whenever I want it. It has to be what he wants to do. And he's God. I mean, he can heal you. I just have to ask. Huh. I don't know why no one ever did this before, but it's easy. So all we have to do is pray, and you'll be able to see again.
Hold on, Hope. Don't run too far ahead of yourself.
What's that mean? It's easy enough, and it's right there in the Bible. And the Bible doesn't lie, so...
Well, that is true. The Bible doesn't lie, and everything in there is true. But that's not everything. You can't just take one verse or two of the Bible and throw away everything else. You need to take it all together.
What do you mean? If God... God tells us to ask, why shouldn't we?
There's no reason we can't ask Hope. But that doesn't mean he'll always answer the way we think he should, or at the time we think he should. He's God. He knows better than we do.
I don't get it.
Well, there's a story in the Bible about Jesus healing a blind man that might help.
There is?
Yes, there is.
Cool.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, can I get the Bible?
Sure. You know where it is.
Oh, you know, Grace, it's good to read the Bible every day.
Yes, it is.
Ugh. Helps keep you in shape, too.
It does, both physically and spiritually.
Okay, now what do I look for?
Well, look for a picture of two men. One has his hands on the other man's eyes.
Okay, two men. Okay, I think I found it. Oh, no!
What's wrong?
It's all dirty. It looks like there's something all over Jesus' hand.
There is. That's mud.
Mud?
Yes, mud.
And he's wiping it all over some guy's face? Jesus is gonna get in such big trouble.
Oh, no, he won't. Well, I guess you could say he does, but not for putting mud on someone's face. Let's back up a little bit. Imagine that man sitting on the ground in front of a really big gate. And there are a lot of people around, like in the middle of a small town.
Okay.
And there's some people standing there in the background, looking at him. Jesus is back there talking to some men.
Who are those guys with him?
Those are his disciples.
What's this guy doing sitting on the ground? Everyone else has something to do.
You're right. He's begging.
Begging? For what?
Food or money. He's blind. Way back then, people who were blind usually didn't work. Most of them needed to beg just to have money to survive.
I've got to get food. I don't remember the last time I ate. Coins! Spare coins? Just a few? I need to eat!
Go away! Leave me alone!
Rabbi, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents that caused him to be blind at birth?
Someone has to have something. The market's so busy today.
Neither this man nor his parents sinned. This happened so that the work of God could be seen in his life. We need to be working for the one who sent me here while the sun shines. Once the day is over and the night comes, the workday is done. I am the light of the world. As long as I am here, I am the light of the world.
Rabbi? A few coins from a wise teacher for a humble blind man who hasn't eaten?
And then Jesus spit on the ground and made mud.
Jesus spit? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. He spit and then stuck it in someone's eye, and he didn't even get into trouble?
No, he didn't get into trouble. And technically, he made it into mud and put it on the man's eyes.
That's gross. I wouldn't let someone put mud and spit and junk into my eyes.
You would if it healed you.
Yeah, I guess so. But what did this guy do?
Well, he put the mud on the man's eyes, and then he told the man to go wash his face.
Yeah, wash off all the mud and spit. Ew!
He told the man to go wash his face in a very specific place, the Pool of Siloam.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey! Oh, mud all over.
I'm sorry, I can't see. I'm sorry, I... Oof.
Hey, watch what you're... What are you doing? You've got mud all over your face.
Just trying to get to the pool.
The Pool of Siloam? Well, it's right there.
I'm sorry. The pool. I need to find... the pool. I can see? Is that light? I can see... I can see! I've been healed! I can see!
What's he going on about?
Well, he says he can see. Well, of course he can. Now he's got no mud in his eyes.
I was blind! I was blind, and now I can see! The sky, it's so beautiful.
Hey, isn't that the beggar from the gate?
I think it is. Are you... You can see!
I can see!
That is a lovely garment, my lady.
Wait, has he been lying all these years?
No, he's been blind from birth. I know his parents.
Then how can he see?
I've been healed by a kind rabbi. He touched my eyes with mud and told me to wash my face in the pool, and now I can see.
Did he say the pool? Can the pool heal people now?
No, not the pool. The rabbi, the one they call Jesus. He healed me.
Where is this Jesus now? Where can we find him?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus?
We have to find him.
That's so awesome. I mean, he can see now. Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is. But not everyone thought so.
They didn't? What do you mean?
Well, some of the people who saw the blind man...
The guy who wasn't blind anymore, you mean?
Yes, the man who had been healed. They told him that he should talk to the Pharisees.
Who are the Pharisees?
Well, they were religious leaders in the community, and people said that this man should go talk to them.
You need to tell them what happened. They'll want to hear how this Jesus person healed you.
Isn't the sky beautiful? And the clothes, so bright. And look at the children. It's amazing.
Yes, amazing. Are you sure you were really blind? Are you the same man who sat at the gate?
I am he. And this is what the temple looks like. So different than what I imagined.
The temple, yes. We'll see what the Pharisees think about you.
They'll be amazed, just as we all are.
I will tell anyone who listens, Jesus healed me.
What's this? Who comes here yelling and showing disrespect in the temple?
Who are you? Do I know you?
I know you. You come by the gates every morning just after sunrise, and you always have fresh bread with you.
How do you know that? Are you following me? Wait, are you the beggar?
Yes, the blind man. That's who he is, but you can see. How can that be?
Jesus! He healed me.
Jesus.
Jesus? Yes, of course.
How could he do such a thing? You must tell us. What happened?
He came to me at the gate where I was begging. He put mud on my eyes and then asked me to go wash in the pool of Siloam. When I washed the mud away, I could see.
This man is not of God. He does work on the Sabbath. We are to keep the Sabbath holy.
But how could an unholy man heal a blind man and make him to see? How is that possible?
We'll have to think about this and consider its importance and what we should do about it.
What can you do? He's healed me. How can there be anything bad about that? This man is a true prophet of God.
He worked on the Sabbath. That's not permitted. If he were truly of God, he would follow the laws and ways that have been set.
What do they mean?
Well, there were some very important rules that they followed that said you didn't work on the Sabbath.
Sabbath? Oh, what's that?
It's the day of rest that God set aside.
Oh, Sunday.
Well, not actually. The Sabbath for the children of Israel was on Saturday.
Really?
Yep. The Jewish people were not to do any work at all on the Sabbath. They weren't supposed to do any cleaning or work or cooking even.
Really? Wow, I'll have to tell Mrs. Morrison that. I think she'd like that.
Yes, she probably would. But remember, the Sabbath was for the children of Israel, the Jews.
So Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath? Well, that's not really work. It's God stuff.
Those people didn't know that Jesus was God. They were mad because he said he was God, and they thought God should keep the rules. They kind of forgot that God's the one who makes the rules. And because they were so proud of how well they kept the rules, it made all the other people really afraid of them. And that's the way they liked it. You know, they even called the blind man...
The used-to-be blind man.
Yes, the used-to-be blind man back in. And they called his parents, too.
They did? What did his parents do?
Well, his parents weren't there when Jesus healed him. And remember, everyone was pretty afraid of those Pharisees, so they didn't know what to say.
Are you sure that this is your son?
Yes. This is our son?
And he's been blind from birth.
Yes. I remember when we found out. We thought that he was just like every other baby. He had always turned his head when he heard our voices, and we thought he was seeing us because he would smile.
But then one day, he was sitting on the bed, and he dropped this little noisy toy we made for him, and he didn't look for it. He felt around for it. And then we realized that he wasn't really looking. He would just hear something and turn his head. That was the most difficult day of my life. I knew my son would never see me. He would never work for a living, never marry. I would never have grandchildren.
But now we've had a miracle. Our son can see.
Was it a miracle? Or was it some trick of the devil? You must not listen to my wife. She's a woman full of emotion and... Don't you remember what we talked about? Anyone who says Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, will be put out of the synagogue. No home, no family, no friends. We'll lose everything. We must tell them we know nothing.
It must be of God. I pray that we don't offend him. But yes, I understand that we need to be careful.
We don't know how it happened. We're trying to find out the truth. We had hoped you could tell us more.
We don't know more. All we know is that he says that Jesus healed him.
My son is here, and he's an adult. He's not some child who doesn't understand. Why don't you ask him? He'll tell you. We know nothing about this.
Where is this supposedly blind man? Call him forth. We must settle this once and for all.
I am here. Ask what you will. I'll tell you the same thing I told you before.
You are bold in your tale.
It is not a tale. It's the truth. I've already told you what happened.
You need to do right, boy. Give the glory to God, not this sinner called Jesus.
I don't know anything about his sin. That's not my place. But I do know that he healed me. I couldn't see anything but darkness before, but now I can see everything.
Yes. What did he do exactly? How did he open your eyes?
I've already told you this, and you didn't listen. But wait, are you asking because you would like to follow him too? Become a disciple of his?
Blasphemy! It is blasphemy following this sinner Jesus of Nazareth. We know that he broke the Sabbath. He cannot be from God. We follow Moses. We know that Moses heard from God and delivered our people. This Jesus? No one knows who he is or where he came from.
This is amazing. You admit that you don't know where he came from, and yet he opened my eyes. He healed me of my blindness and made me see. You yourselves teach that God does not listen to sinners. He cannot. He listens only to the godly man who does his will. And yet no one has ever heard of a sinner or demon opening the eyes of a man born blind. If he was not of God, he could do nothing.
How dare you? You who were so steeped in sin at birth that you were born blind, lecture us? You spent your life begging for food and mercy. You cannot read, you have not studied, and yet you dare tell us how to think of this Jesus from Nazareth?
No, no! Please don't be angry. He didn't mean it.
Yes, I did.
Get out. You no longer are part of this synagogue. You are dead to us. Does everyone hear that? Spread the word far and wide. He has been thrown from the synagogue as of this day.
It's so beautiful. All of it. How can anyone see this? Walk through life with vision of the sun and the clouds and the clear sky, sparkling water, and trees bending in the wind, and not see God? And how could something so miraculous, my vision, possibly be from anything but God? Are people crazy?
Hello, my friend. May I sit here?
Of course. Please do. I'm sorry if I was rude.
Of course you weren't. You didn't even see that I was there.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. I thought you'd like it. The sky is very blue today.
And the clouds are incredible. I've heard people speak of them before, but...
Now you can see them?
Yes.
Do you believe in the Son of Man?
Who is he? Please tell me so that I may believe in him and tell him myself.
He is speaking with you right now.
Oh, Lord, I do believe. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you.
You are welcome. And you are blessed. Now rise and sit here with me, my friend.
Lord, if I may be so bold to ask, why?
Why what?
Why everything? Why now? Why me? Why here?
Everything is in my Father's timing. It's all for His glory. Even your eyes. So He may be glorified.
See? That's what I mean. I know that. I understand that everything is about God's plan. I do. But how can it be God's plan for you to be blind? It doesn't make sense.
God doesn't always make sense to us, Hope. But His plans are always perfect.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know everything. I don't know the details of God's plan for my life. But I do know that my life is supposed to bring glory to Him. I didn't understand any of that when my parents died and I was blind. That was awful. And I thought that God had left me all alone. And I was pretty mad at Him.
You were? You can be mad at God?
Yes, you can. And I'm sad to say that I was. But God loved me through that time, and eventually I did get over being mad at Him. He's big enough to handle it. And I think it's better to honestly share our feelings and our confusion with Him than to just get mad at Him. He knows that we can't see or understand, but He sees the big picture.
What's that mean?
Well, God knows everything, right?
Yes.
And He knows everyone, right?
Uh-huh.
And He created the world. He created everything. And He knows everything.
Yeah, we already said that.
Well, since God knows everything and I don't, I trust that the plan He has for me is the right one.
But how can it possibly be good for you to be blind? Wouldn't it be better if He healed you and everyone knew it?
Maybe. From our perspective, that would look like it would be best. But we don't know God's plan.
How can you say that? You're so calm about it.
I've been blind for a long time, Hope. And if I never get healed of the blindness, I'm okay with that.
Why?
Because I know I'll see in heaven. I won't be blind then. And seeing in heaven will be much better than anything on this earth.
I guess so.
Besides that, there are a lot of blind and sick people in the world, Hope.
Yeah? So?
So what makes me different from all those other blind people in the world?
Your grace! You already tell people about God in Sunday school and everybody knows you.
It's not a very big town.
So, if you were famous, you think God would fix you?
No, that's not it at all. It's just Hope. God knows when the right time is and who the right people are. I might bring more glory to God by being blind. I have a really incredible testimony. It was hard living through it, but it reaches people in a powerful way. I wouldn't have that testimony if I weren't blind.
What's a testimony?
It's the story of your life and how you met God and what He's done in your life.
Do I have one?
Yes, you do. And someday you can look back and more clearly see how God guided your life and everything He's done for you. You know, by being blind, I've helped a lot of other blind people know that they can do things. I've given them hope. I like giving people hope. And I trust God. It all comes down to what works for His glory.
There's a lot of trust in this God thing, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But who better to trust than someone who created you and knows everything? I'd rather trust Him than me any day.
Yeah, I understand that. God's cool. It's nice to know that you can talk to Him anytime.
It is. And you know what? A long, long, long time ago, I put God in control of my life. I told Him that I belonged to Him, and I wanted Him to show me what He wanted for my life. I became His.
I did that too.
I know. And I'm so happy that you did, Hope. Oh. And since I did that, why would I turn around and say, I don't trust you now. I know better.
Well, yeah, That would be silly.
Not silly, but not smart. And it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I just wanted you to see, Grace. I just wanted God to heal you so that you could see the sky and your house and your flowers and the Morrisons. When they read that verse this morning, I was sure it was the right thing.
Oh, and Hope, I love you for that. I do. Someday he will heal me and I will see you. And I remember what the sky looks like and the flowers. I love the flowers. I'm reminded of what they look like every time I walk past them and smell them. And someday I'll see you and the Morrisons and we'll have a big party.
When we get to heaven?
That's right.
I really didn't want you to wait that long.
And I appreciate that. Who knows what God's plan is? But until then, I'm okay waiting on him to do what he wants with me.
Then I guess I am too.
But Hope, thank you. It means more to me than you'll ever know that you thought of me when you heard that verse this morning. Thank you.
Is it okay that I keep praying that God heals you? That's not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad at all. That's fine. And like I said, we know that someday he will answer that prayer. It's just a matter of when. In fact, would you mind if we prayed together right now?
No, that's fine.
Okay, good. God, I thank you today for Hope, for her influence in my life, and her sweet heart, and the fact that she knows you now as her Lord. I pray, God, that as Hope grows in your word and your understanding, that she would become everything that you want her to be.
Can I pray now?
Yes, it's okay.
God, please fix Grace. She's really nice, and I really like her. And I'd like her to see me someday. See the sky and the grass and Finn. If you get healed, can you keep Finn?
Yes, I think that would work.
Phew, good. Okay. Thank you, God, for everything and for Grace. I trust you to do what's right. Amen. Do you have any more lemonade? It was really good. Oh, and the Morrisons wanted me to ask you if you wanted to come to dinner later.
Oh, I'd love to.
Mrs. Morrison!
Hope! Oh, you startled me. What is it? Is everything all right?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just ran back from Grace's.
Why?
To see how fast I could go.
Oh.
I beat my record.
You did? How did you know?
I made it before I counted to 100. Last time it took me 103.
Oh, well, that's impressive. You want some lemonade?
Nah, I'm all lemonaded out. But Grace is coming for dinner later. She told me to tell you.
Oh, good. Thank you for asking her and letting me know.
You're welcome. I'm gonna go upstairs and tell Haley about my record. And Mike. Are they here?
Yeah, I think they're both upstairs doing something on the computer.
Cool.
Hey, Hope, can I talk to you for a second?
Uh-oh.
What?
I must have done something wrong if you wanted to talk to me for a second. That's grown up for you're in big trouble, little missy.
It is? Really? I never knew that. And no, you're not in trouble. I just wanted to talk to you about the verses we read this morning. I know we already did, but that's kind of a big thought for someone your age.
Oh, is that all? Nah, I'm fine. I understand that we can ask, but it's really up to God and what works best for his plan and brings him glory. We just have to trust that he loves us, and he's going to do what's right.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, God knows everything, so it's best to just let him take care of it, you know?
I do know.
Grace explained it all to me. And did you know Jesus spits? That's so cool. I need to tell Mike that, too. He probably doesn't know that.
Well, it seems like Hope is really starting to get it. I'm glad, too. You know, it's important to learn these tough lessons at a young age. The story that Hope heard today about Jesus healing the blind man, it's just one of a bunch of places in the Bible where Jesus said or did something that the people around him just didn't quite understand. Several of these times, Jesus would simply tell the people, "This happened so that my Father will be glorified," or he would say, "so that the work of the Father would be displayed." In other words, even though Jesus loved the people around him, he didn't always do what they wanted him to do. His first priority was always to obey what his Father in heaven was telling him to do. Now, Jesus knew that the best way to love people is to glorify and obey God. Now, for us, many times that means we have to trust God even when we don't understand what's going on. And I want to encourage you guys to learn more about the things that Jesus said and did so that you can be ready to trust God whenever those situations come around that you don't totally understand. Today's episode, Mud Pies and Blind Eyes, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, inviting you back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.